from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen, your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Henrico schools beginning a teacher apprenticeship program and a full day of basketball ahead. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Friday, March 8th, 2024, and it's brought to you today by Speech Connections.
And now for the news.
Henrico Schools is launching a Grow Your Own Teacher Apprenticeship Program next school year, aiming to provide more full-time teachers for the division's hard-to-staff schools. The Virginia Department of Education announced last month it would contribute $1.5 million in grants to support teacher apprenticeship programs in 24 different school divisions for the coming school year. That money will fund a total of 165 apprentices to help reduce the state's teacher shortages. Henrico Schools will host five candidates for a two-year apprenticeship program. About $70,000 of the necessary funding will come from the VDOE, while the remaining $197,000 will be covered by the county. Henrico is one of nine school divisions that will be partnering with VCU for its program. Teacher candidates will have their tuition fully covered as they simultaneously complete online college courses and work full-time in one of the division's hard-to-staff schools. You can read much more about this program right now on our website from our education reporter, Leanna Hardy. The developer planning a 795-unit residential development in Verina has completed its purchase of the site. East West Partners of Virginia bought nearly 262 acres along the east side of the Pocahontas Parkway at Route 5 from the Nelson family for $4.5 million. The company is planning to build the Arcadia subdivision there. It earned rezoning approval for the project from the Henrico Board of Supervisors in January of 2023, despite significant opposition from some community members. The developers say they plan to break ground on the project soon. A Rockville woman is facing charges after bringing a loaded 38 caliber handgun to a checkpoint at Richmond International Airport. Authorities found it on her carry-on bag March 6th when an X-ray unit alerted officials to its presence. The woman was cited on a weapons charge and faces a civil penalty of as much as $15,000. It was the third time so far this year that a loaded gun has been detected at the airport's checkpoints after 17 such occurrences last year. Dominion Energy's Charitable Foundation is now accepting applications for grants that will be awarded to nonprofit and educational organizations that work in the company's service areas. The spring application period runs through April 2nd at 5 p.m. and decisions will be announced in June. Grants are available for programs and projects that focus on human needs, environmental stewardship, education, and community vitality. Last year, the foundation awarded more than $46 million in grants. You can learn more or apply by visiting our website and looking for this article. And Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is reviewing legislation that was sent to him by the Democratic-controlled General Assembly that would require health insurers to fully cover contraceptives in Virginia. Identical bills in the House and Senate would require carriers to cover all FDA-approved contraceptive drugs, over-the-counter medication, and devices at no out-of-pocket cost to the customer. The legislation cleared both chambers with some Republican support. It's part of a package of bills that Democrats have fast-tracked to Youngkin, who has until the end of the day today to decide whether or not he will approve, amend, or veto that package. You can read more right now on henricocitizen.com from our partners at Virginia Mercury. And the Atlantic 10 Women's Basketball Championship Tournament continues today at the Henrico Sports and Event Center in Glen Allen. Your first chance to see both local entrants, the number one seeded Richmond Spiders, take on Loyola of Chicago at 11 a.m. Then at 1:30, it'll be Duquesne against George Mason. The 5 o'clock session features number two seeded VCU against St. Louis, followed by Rhode Island and St. Joe's at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 apiece for each two-game session today and the two games tomorrow, $18 for the championship game on Sunday. Discounted tickets are available for seniors 62 and older and youngsters 12 and younger. You can find them at Atlantic10.com. And as always on Friday, you will want to check out our weekend top five great events happening around the county and region this weekend, and also our restaurant watch before you go out and eat. We've got all the latest health inspection reports from the Virginia Department of Health for some of your favorite Henrico establishments, and we hope you have a fun weekend. Speech Connections offers pediatric speech therapy services at their office in Henrico in daycares, preschools, private schools, public schools, and via teletherapy. Their dynamic team provides individualized and family-centered speech therapy services for toddlers, preschoolers, school-age children, and adolescents. When you work with Speech Connections, you get a team that is ready to provide the highest standard of care while collaborating with families and other professionals. To learn more, visit speechconnections.net or call 804-672-8588.